This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
How are you, Sylvia?
I'm great, thank you, Paul.
That is good. Now, you put this fact check table in the Gazette this week, highlighting the level of rate increases we've had in the Douglas Shire since de-amalgamation. Now, what was your motivation, your reasoning behind that, and what did you exactly say?
As the Ratepayers Association, we thought our contribution is to provide the facts. I think there's been a lot of quite different views put forward regarding the rate rises. On the one hand, we've had, you know, nothing to see here, best in living history in some categories. And then on the other hand, we've had, you know, massive increases, 28%. So we thought, you know, let's do our own investigation. Let's look at the facts and provide the ratepayers with some information that will help them make their own decision.
And what are the facts?
Well, there are so many ways to cut the cookie, as you know, and that's what many people are doing. You know, they're looking at different little pieces to suit the argument, obviously, that they want to put
forward. You can spin anything you like.
Absolutely. So the view we took is the only reasonable figure to look at is the total amount of rates, and that's not just general rates, it's water rates, utilities. Look at the total amount of rates paid by ratepayers year on year from 2014 to 2019 and look at the difference. It's the only reasonable assessment that you can make. Now, this is based on the annual report, council annual reports, their financial reports, total net rate and utility charges.
Okay.
So we've been very clear about the rate revenue that we've been focusing on.
Now, the figures for Cairns, their rate increases during that time you're talking about was?
Well, their increases were 14.3%.
And Douglas Shire Council?
28%.
So that is double. Increase. That is double Cairns. You can't dispute those facts.
No. Look, some of the argument put forward, and it is absolutely a consideration, is the number of increase in rateable properties. That can, if you've had a lot of development, you've got a lot of new properties, well, next naturally, you've got more rate revenue coming on. So you look at that, it's been absolutely negligible in the Shire over the last 6 years. I think it's 1%. We've had a 1% increase in rateable properties, which, of course, goes to the issue we have and concern we have about the recession that the Shire is in.
So, as the Ratepayers Association, how do you react to double what Cairns is paying? Clearly, the de-amalgamation did not work.
It's more about what we've done since then that we need to look at, and the fiscal management of the Shire in that period of time.
Or what we haven't done.
Yeah, yeah. I think, well, there's definitely some concerning areas. But going back to your point about why did we do it, we see as the Ratepayers Association, it's one of our key roles to provide what we believe is unbiased factual information, which is why we called it a fact check. We are not, and I continue to state very clearly, we are not aligned with any party, and we are attempting to, and I believe we've successfully presented an unbiased factual analysis of rates and utilities. There is a small but powerful group in this community who've controlled the agenda in the Shire for many years, and the Shire, I believe, has suffered and will be suffering for many years to come, regardless of who gets into council. And they've had a minority control. I think they've had a control over this. This minority group, I believe, has had control. I think it's fair to say that they have a no development stance, in fact, an aversion to the term growth. And this explains to some extent the lack of investment in basic infrastructure, because if you don't have infrastructure, you can't approve developments because it's not sustainable. Who's going to build or develop anything in this Shire if there's no water? So it's a very good strategy to minimise development if you don't build infrastructure.
Yeah, and this is only my personal opinion. They've had 4 years to talk about water and come up with a solution, and now they're talking about, oh, yes, but we're going to come up with a solution. But they've had plenty of time to do that.
Oh, that's absolutely right. right. Mm. And not only that, instead of investing in building the infrastructure and looking at investing at ways to monitor, and expensive ways to monitor and regulate and fine people for using water, I'd rather see that money go into building the infrastructure so you can supply the water, actually.
But your membership now is, correct me if I'm wrong, for some of these groups, you're three times what some of these groups are now in your membership.
That might be well the case. Look, we're not here to compete. We're happy with our membership. We want it to keep growing. We think, you know, we certainly have higher targets that we want to achieve. But I think all of the groups that we have in the Shire are important. They all have a contribution to make.
Absolutely.
But we strongly believe that this group has probably been underrepresented, and
the ratepayers.
Yeah, and believe that it's got lost somewhere along the way, and the support that we've got shows that there is support for that in the community, and I believe in other shires they've proved to be very valuable organisations, and the community can only benefit from it.
It's giving them a voice. Mm. Now, let's get back to this fact-check table that was published in the Gazette, highlighting the level of rate increases we've had in the Douglas Shire since de-amalgamation. They were facts. You can't argue with that. Now, there's been some responses to this particular fact-check table by some. Not all that supportive. In fact, there was quite a strong response from Councillor Knowley, the Deputy Mayor. Your response to that?
Yes, I did have a look at Councillor Knowley's statement. Look, it was, I found it a bit concerning, to be honest, on a few levels. Firstly, to suggest that if a ratepayer looks on the site at one rate category, and there are 16, by the way, and does a calculation over 6 years, that is some kind of valid analysis of rate increases is just frankly ridiculous. Found that quite disturbing that you would even propose that is a way to determine the facts. But you know, that was very concerning. Look, the fact is that there is an increase of 28%. The fact is that there has been $7.4 million extra dollars paid by ratepayers in total since 2014. To talk about general rates, let alone one category of 16 general rates, and to state that that's a way of doing a valid analysis of increases in the Shire is, as I said, really makes no sense. We've had that $7.4 million extra dollars being paid by ratepayers. It's rate revenue. That's what it states. If it hasn't come from ratepayers, where's it come from? Have we got some great philanthropist who's volunteering to pay extra rates? I don't know. It makes no sense to me. And as I said, that, you know, the only other major consideration is the increase in rateable properties, and that has been almost negligible, 1% over 6 years. So it is clear there has been an increase in rate revenue, and it's rates and utilities, and that's what I'd like your listeners to be aware of, that there is constant reference by some about general rates only. That is only one category of rates that you are charged. There are water rates, there are waste management rates. Total rate is what we're talking about, and that's what you pay as a ratepayer.
Absolutely. I'm a great believer in show me the bottom line.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line, isn't it?
That's the bottom line in our view, yes.
Yes.
And if I can go back to the comment made about the negativity, I guess, if I can say, by some quarters about the DSRA. Look, there is this small group, and I'll repeat that, who actually believe that people who don't permanently live here, even though they've invested significant amounts of money, have had connections with this Shire for many, many years. They believe, and have actually said that to me, that they don't believe that they deserve a voice. And also that there's almost like guerrilla tactics, that if there is people that object or have a different view, then it's, you know, infiltrate,
attack
like little green ants, attempt to discredit, and if you can't discredit and disband, then infiltrate and attempt to control. Look, we just want to say, look, little green ants, there's plenty of room on the tree for all of us.
Yes, enough's enough.
Yeah, enough's enough, and we can all work together. And I believe that all of these groups have a voice and have a point to put across. But it can't be just dominated by the minority that we believe have had control in the Shire for a number of years.
And And on that point, the DSSG have put out a survey to council candidates, and the responses have been widely circulated by them. What do you think it's achieved?
Well, it's interesting, Paul. You know, I think that the impact's had a different effect than they intended. I think if it's being used as a how-to-vote card, then I think it certainly is that. But I've had a number of people come to me and say, yep, pick the one with the most red ticks. So I'm not sure if that's the if that's what they intended. But anyway, it served a purpose. At least it's, you know, it's served a purpose. It's a view. It's you know, it's something else that contributes to the debate.
Well, like we were saying, you know, it doesn't matter what people's views are. No. We respect those views.
That's right.
As long as you don't attack those people when they have a point of view as well.
Yeah.
So, Sylvia, wrapping it up, the Ratepayers Association, travelling well at the moment? You're very happy with where you are?
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we are extremely. I think for the period of time that we've been operating, I think we've slowly gaining more and more momentum. We'll be deploying our surveys soon. Our membership is steadily growing. And we have been in discussions with the council already. Mark Stormer and I have a meeting scheduled for the week after the election to pursue and explore further the rate category system, which clearly needs review, and it's going to be the first order of business for the new council coming in. So we don't stop after the election. I mean, there's been some question about the motives for us launching early in the year, in an election year. Look, we unashamedly say that we have done that because that's the time when people, well, it was coincidence, to be perfectly honest, but not only that, it was fortuitous because it's a time when people are thinking council. And that's good for us because they're thinking about alternatives beyond the council election. And it was to assist us in getting members and get people's attention about the DSRA. It certainly is not, we are not aligned, I reiterate, we are not aligned with any candidates in this election. We will work with whoever is successful and we wish them all the best of luck. I think evidenced by our forum that we had recently, I think we presented that completely unbiased and was quite successful. We had very good feedback from that.
It was.
And you know, there is no need to be defensive and attacking because perhaps we put a point of view that some feel threatened by. And judging by some of the reaction we're getting from some people, there is a small sector in this community who obviously feel very threatened by having a voice or seeing a voice emerging in the community that is going to be contrary to theirs on occasions.
Okay, and the election coming up, an overview by yourself, and of course you're not aligned with any candidates, but you must say, like myself, every vote is precious.
Yeah.
Make sure you use that vote wisely.
Absolutely, and you know, there is an unprecedented, I believe, amount of information out there for voters to look at. Think very carefully about each and every vote. It's not just a mayoral candidacy. It's the councillors. There are five votes for every decision. And it's important that people think very carefully about each and every candidate that they're voting for.
Sylvia, thanks for coming in and giving us an overview and keeping us in touch with what's going on. That's what we're about. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Paul.